Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
Lord, it was in my childhood days, many, many, many years ago, when an old-fashioned preacher.
This Friday evening at the Pabst Theater, the second annual Milwaukee Gospel Jubilee takes place. Building on the success of last year's inaugural concert, this year's adds even more local bands and groups to the mix, including the one we're hearing now, The Sounds of Faith.
The Sounds of Faith are George Drinkwater, Levi Davis, Marion Oglesby, and Odaris Giles. Giles couldn't join the group in the studio, so we're hearing trio versions of what will be a quartet at the Pabst. Here they are with Little Wooden Church House.
Before we get there, we could hear them singing, and their voice would be on the wings of the air. Someone in the amen corner would sing out a hymn that goes like this. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It was in the little old wooden church house way out on the hill. That
was The Sounds of Faith in Lake Effect's performance studio with Little Wooden Church House. Gentlemen, welcome to Lake Effect. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for the song.
Thank you.
Tell me about how this group got together. How long have you been singing?
This coming third Saturday and Sunday in March, it will be 37 years.
And you've all original members?
No. I've been singing with them 23 this coming.
Okay. And
about,
sir, you?
About 13 years.
And so how did you all meet? Did you meet in church? Is that how it worked?
Or? Yes, we at the time the group organized, we were from different churches, And a bunch of the guys at the Union Hill Missionary Baptist Church, we was in the male chorus, and we decided that we wanted to sing a quartet. So we got together, and everybody submitted a name, and the Sound of Faith, a gospel singers, was chosen. And this was in 1978, March of 1978.
What was it about the quartet singing that appealed to you versus singing in a choir?
I like the individuality of it, you know. In the choir, you know, one person can be off and it wouldn't affect the whole song. But in the quartet feel, you got to be on at all points, you see. If you miss the harmony, it kills the song. So that's what I liked about it, the unity of three voices in the background and a lead singer. That was appealing to me. It is appealing to me.
I like it for the exact same reason that you can hear all of the individual parts. You can hear how you listen to each other and how you feed off each other.
Exactly.
Even if you're singing a background part,
exactly.
It's equally important.
Right.
When you decide what songs to sing as the group. George, are you the one who decides what songs? Does everybody have a say in it?
For the most part, but these are some good gentlemen to have in the group, really. I ask them their opinion. What do you want to sing? Whatever you say. So
that's
it all
right. Falls
back to me.
You just don't want to take responsibility for picking a song. What about making up the harmonies, making up the arrangements of the songs? Do you all feed into that and decide who's going to sing what part? Because I know you all sing all the parts, or pretty much all the parts.
Yes. If Deacon Davis bring a song, then he has the lead, and I put the background voices to it. And the same is for me and Odaris. Brother B, Oglesby there, he came to me 23 years ago, and I asked him about leading because he was a solo singer. And he told me when the background get right, he will start leading. So 23 years later, he's still not leading. You know?
The background ain't got right yet.
To the background's not right yet. You have some work to do, sir. That's what it is. Describe for me, if you would, what it's like when you're in the middle of a song and the harmony is working and everything is working. What does that feel like?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. When you feel it yourself, then the people, the audience can feel the spirit through that song. But if it's not right, then it doesn't sound right.
It's like it gets in the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if everything is working, then it's beautiful.
When all the voices are in place, to add to what the Brother Oglesby said, when all the voices are in place, then it makes it easier for the man out front to do the song, you see. And everything is clicking just right. Everybody's pulling the same way at all times, and it makes it very easy to do a song.
Do you find some songs are easier to do that with than others?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Slow songs, sometimes we have a tendency to not do the right tempo. You know, that makes a whole lot of difference. If you drag the song, it takes away from the projection of it, you know, and it makes it hard on the lead. It's just like the lead is going one way and the background is pulling back, you see. We did this Littlewood Church House. Now, when I started the song at one tempo, if the background had went slower than I had projected the song, it would have changed the whole pace of the song, the whole rhythm and the whole sound and everything. So it makes it easier, whether the song is slow or fast, that wherever the time is, that's what everybody hit it.
Yeah, by me being a lead singer, if the background is right, it makes it easy on me, mm-hmm. I mean, being a lead singer. Mm-hmm. But if the background is off, if the song is not right, a lot of time I follow through with it. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes I stop right. And won't follow through with it, you know. But if everything is clicking, it makes it easy on me. It makes me feel good. I can sing.
Now, since you are all lead singers as well as background, what do you find more difficult?
I think a person for me, basically one is just as easy as the other one for me now. But in placing the voices, I find that the background is more difficult because you have to make changes in the songs, you know, a flat or a high point in the song. And if you don't make it, it throws the song off. So we have to go repeat that part over and over again until we really get it in our hearts and spirit. And then the song would flow like it should.
And for me, the background is good for me. When I started the group, I told Deacon Drinkwater that I wanted to be a background singer. But I end up doing a few songs and lead, you know. But I feel comfortable in the background. That I don't know why, but I wasn't set out to be no lead singer.
But you ended up being sometimes.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Some songs, you know, not yeah. Regular, you know, maybe a couple of songs, you know. But I feel comfortable in the background.
And, sir, for you?
Well, for me, like I told him when I first quit the group, that he was looking for a fifth singer. I told him, okay, I do the part, and I will sing it there in the background until we got the background the way we wanted it. So it can be distinct. Everybody know what group is up there when we got up. And usually when if I start working to lead a song, then one of the guys that's in the background walks away. But he quit. So I'm looking at, well, no, I'm not going to get out because that's and took away from what we was doing. So that's why I'm still in the background until we get everything like it is, because we get a new guy, we got to start all over.
That's right. You have to incorporate that new person
there.
And that's one of the key things in any vocal ensemble is you got to – everybody's got to fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All those voices have to work together. And you said something really interesting, which is people need to know who's up there singing.
Right.
And your sound is very specific to
exactly.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you work on mm-hmm. and make your own so that when you stand up, if you close your eyes in the audience, you're going to say, yes, mm-hmm. that's that group. That is Sounds mm-hmm. of Faith, or that's somebody else.
Yeah.
And is it this close harmony that makes you who you are, do you think?
I think so. Every group, you might sing in the same key, but the sound is still distinct.
Mm-hmm.
It's the texture of the voice, the vocal cords, that makes the difference, even in the same key of C, for instance. And to piggyback off what Brother Oglesby said, I've always said to the guys down through the years, when we are in the church singing or wherever we are singing at, whoever walks up on the outside, they should know that's the sound of the faith singing. So, you know, we don't try to imitate. We might sing a song from the Mighty Clouds of Joy, but we don't try to imitate the Mighty Clouds of Joy. We bring it to where it fits us. And the longevity is really what makes the group. The guys that's been with you for a long time, your voices that's clicked. I tell them these songs that we sing, if we don't practice for a year, we should be able to get on the stage and sing them, just like it was yesterday.
What does a show like this gospel show that's happening Friday night, what does that mean for you to bring it out of the church and bring it out of your usual places of performing and taking it to the Pabst?
Okay.
Yeah, jump in.
It's a wonderful experience for me. I'm looking forward to it. It's a whole different atmosphere. You know, you got people that follows you, the other groups, people from the church, but people coming from all aspects of life will be at the Pabst on next Friday, and I'm just looking forward to it, you know, to sing to a different group of people. You know, maybe somebody will commit their lives to the Lord. You just don't know. We plant the seed and somebody else water and let God give the increase. And we hoping that our being, and we are blessed and we are glad to have been asked to be a part of this service at the Pabst for the benefit of the Community Health Center. And it's just a wonderful thing.
So what drives you to sing is the idea that hopefully somebody will hear you and make that commitment?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So you have a bigger audience at the Pabst to do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking a little bit about your group today. Mm-hmm. And you're going to take us out with a song. And I'm hoping that you will explain what it is. And again, thank you for coming in.
Okay, yeah, we thank you for having us. And may God bless you and may he keep you. And we're going to take you out with It's All in the Word of God.
Well, it's all in the Word. Let's say it again. It's all in the Word. Yeah, and I know the answer to your problem if you haven't heard. It's all in the Word. Say it again. It's all in the Word. I know it's all in the Word. And I know the answer to your problem if you haven't heard. It's all in the Word. One more time, it's all in the Word. I know it's all in the Word. And I know the answer to your problem if you haven't heard. It's all in the Word. You know sometimes the troubles of this life seem more than you can bear. Go to your friends and your loved ones for help, but they don't seem to care. I like to recommend them to the Word of God. All of the problems I know to solve, because the answer to your problem, if you haven't heard, is all in the Word. It's all in the Word. I know it's all in the Word. And I know the answer to your problem if you haven't heard. It's all in the Word. There are people all over the world having problems each and every day. Some of them turn to alcohol and drugs, but yet keep going astray. I like to recommend them to the Word of God. All of the problems I know to solve, because the answer to your problem, if you haven't heard, is all in the Word. Yeah, it's all in the Word. I know it's all in the Word. And I know the answer to your problem if you haven't heard. It's all in the Word. Well, there were people that would laugh in your face, stab you in your back. If they would read and live by the Word of God, they wouldn't act like that. I like to recommend them to the Word of God. All of the problems I know to solve,
Deacons George Drinkwater and Levi Davis and Brother Marion Oglesby are three quarters of Milwaukee's Sounds of Faith Gospel Quartet. They, along with many other local gospel groups, will perform this Friday evening at the Pabst Theater. It's the second annual Milwaukee Gospel Jubilee. The proceeds of the concert will benefit the Progressive Community Health Center. There's more information at WUWM.com.